Welcome to the fucking podcast.
Yeah.
We just came from the Patreon. Wolfgang Hunter, our old comedy friend from, not old comedy friend, but we started together and
we were kids. We were all kids.
I mean, we were probably, how old are you now?
I'm 26. I think I met you guys when I was 18.
Yeah, so I would have been 18 also. Yeah.
I would have been 20.
Yeah.
When we met.
Crazy.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
Lots changed. It was just smooth sailing.
Everything
worked out.
Everybody was at the same level. It was never irritating watching anybody bomb. No, I think we all kind of like branched out and working in a kitchen for like 12 years will bring you back down to earth.
It's evened you out. But I feel like if you made like a whole, because you moved to New York when? How old were you?
I was 23.
Yeah, so you've been here for like a minute.
Damn,
yeah, I'm
wow.
Like 27 now, I guess.
Yeah, man, and you kind of, you know, feel
like
you made a lot of good shit.
Did we move here around the same time?
We moved here around, I remember, we like, we moved
that sounds,
around
yeah.
the same time. Yeah, me and like Emil got like pizza when like we moved here.
Yeah, dude, wow. Yeah. It's so hard too when you're, well, I don't want to make you say what neighborhood you're in, but it's like when you're in different parts of Brooklyn, it's so hard to like, you know what I mean? But it's like, you really like, it's hard to see each other a lot. Like,
no,
there's
it's
some
totally
people,
true. Yeah.
There's people that I'll be like, hey, I haven't seen you in a minute. And they're like, yeah, I don't live in New York. And I'm like, well, I see you every 3 months. And like, that's how often I see a lot of my friends that live here. Like,
especially if you're not doing the same shows or like hanging out in the same neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I feel like I'm like on the Lower East Side or like, Bushwick.
There's
like
also
other shit, you know what I mean?
There's also just a grip where I was just bartending nonstop and I wasn't even really getting out that much.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
Oh, I do remember that because it was like a fancy place, right?
Yeah, it was a bathhouse. It was that like fucking, describing this place is like infuriating, but it was like a crypto server farm where they like siphoned off all the steam from the servers to power like sauna.
Are you fucking serious?
And then there was like a restaurant and a bar.
That sounds like a meme.
Yeah, dude.
So much of New York isn't real.
No,
it's like
it
a hallucination. It was a crypto server farm.
And they used the heat literally generated by the servers to heat the saunas?
Yeah, like...
So they're basically making money off doing a fake thing and then making
a shitload
of money off saunas.
It's basically their treehouse. Like, it's just these rich crypto guys and, like, they get to go, like, sauna and I guess they can charge other people for using their saunas.
It literally is Joe Rogan heaven.
Yeah.
It's like if you die doing a cold plunge or something, you go to a crypto fueled sauna.
Yeah, dude. I think like
insane.
I remember like one of like the owners, like he didn't want to. I ended up getting fired from this because like, I had a thing go viral and like it got back to HR.
What was the thing?
Oh, was it making fun of them?
No, it was like that monk thing I did.
The medieval monk thing?
Yeah. There's
dude, you really are like a legend. You're like, you got fired for a bit?
Yeah.
You're like going for the cause.
I got
dude.
Fired from a bit, which the job itself sounds like a Connor O'Malley like riff. It just sounds like something that he would like.
Yeah, I'm at the crypto server farm working in my restaurant because we siphon off the steam. Yeah. No, it sounds like a roast joke. It doesn't sound like a real place.
Yeah,
you got fired from the crypto farm for posting a clip that went viral. It's like, what? Imagine saying that to someone in like 1980.
And one of the owners almost didn't want to fire me because he's like, yeah, but you said you did the mothership that one time. Like, that's
oh
like,
my God.
Wait, so that was how you fought back where you're just like.
No,
they're like, can
back,
I get benefits? You're like, no. And they're like, I know Mike Racine.
Like logic and region where like, or like reason where they were like, they like tried to say that I was like coming into work late and that's why they were firing me. Because I would be like 5 or 10 minutes like later early. Because they had this crazy clock-in system where it's like they only had one module to clock in on, like one iPad. And everybody had to like clock in exactly when their shift started. If you clocked in early or later or clocked out early or later than your time that was set, you were penalized with points. So everybody had
enough points.
If you clocked
in early, you were penalized?
You clocked in early, you were penalized. You clocked in late, you were penalized.
Is
you
it just
because
they don't
want to
pay you anything extra at all?
It was like ostensibly made because the sauna people were salaried. It wasn't even really for the restaurant people because people were just hanging out trying to collect extra hourly. But we made like dick hourly. We just got tips. But they were like, yeah, you're staying like late. I'm like, yeah, because I have to fucking roll all the silverware and like polish the glasses. And also like our manager broke his leg. So I was like cleaning up and like doing inventory too because he couldn't come in because he like shattered his femur. But yeah, then when I was like pointing it out, I was like, let me see everybody else's time cards. They're like, oh, well, that's actually proprietary information. And it took like a lot of like fucking, like they like escorted me out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was.
You had like bodyguards with you out of the crypto farm?
No, they just had like two.
I feel like you accidentally like one day you sort of like said a scheme that they could do. where you're like, you could have an Ethereum like powered militia or whatever, and they're like, let's take that idea and get them out of here as quickly as possible.
No, dude, they just didn't fuck with me. They didn't fuck with my
dude.
I have line cook brain too, so like I was like, I would do things like I'd make a mistake up front and I'd be like really kind of like Chick-fil-A polite with the customer and be like, I'm sorry, I'm gonna go get that for you, and then I go into like the walk in and be like, ah! And,
like, but that is
that's a restaurant.
That is a restaurant. That's also so many jobs. That's like what are like a corporate job's like, oh my god, per our last email, and you're like, I'll circle back on that, and you go to the bathroom, you're like, why the fuck am I here? What is this my life?
It's
I failed so many goddamn mistakes led to this moment. And like that's just what it is when you're being demeaned for a living.
Yeah, I remember I was like talking to Roey about it because I lived with him, mm-hmm. and I was just like, yeah, I just like I don't feel happy at this job, even though it like kind of pays well. He's like, yeah, you're like in a cave where people are mean to you. You're like in Plato's cave. Like you're literally like a bunch of shadows on the walls are like yelling at you because their cappuccino's not hot.
Dude, working for rich people is really no, like when I worked at a country club as a server. It's also they don't even order off the menu; they just tell you what.
My regular, and you're like a slave. They're just like you're like serving like racist rich people all the time, and like there's these like establishments. I remember like, I don't know who was it. Somebody had a joke where it's like you could tell like whose ancestors owned slaves at restaurants if like they like shake the ice in their glass at you.
The shaking the ice in the glass is a like that's like pour. I want to pour like water on your head.
Yeah, yeah. But you also meet like really nice people too, where they're like, you know, I was a server and like I completely get it. And you're like, weirdly enough, that'll kind of give you like a little extra wind in your sails to keep.
Yeah,
because
you're like you see me as like a person.
Yeah, it's restaurants like are kind of tough like anywhere, but like in New York just especially because you're like around a level of like wealth that's like, you know, it's unfathomable. It's like, oh yeah, my father invented cereal, and you're just like, oh okay, I'm gonna go like stick my head in the dishwasher. I'll be right back with your food. It's really, it's...
Do you still work in restaurants?
No, I finally just got out. I'm, like, kind of, like, now in a corporate job, and I'm, like, I've never been in it before, and it's, like, I'm, like, adjusting well. Like, I'm really just kind of treating everybody at the office like they're one of my girlfriend's friends, and I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm completely normal.
Hey, that's so funny.
Yeah, it is. An office gig is, like, you're always visiting your girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
24/7. You're mm-hmm. on your best behavior, really polite. Fake laughing at horrible jokes.
I did kind of like raise like a flag though, because I was like doing the HR module that they make you take in the office jobs,
yeah,
where like
sure.
you have to like, you know, do the harassment stuff. And it's just funny to me because it's like they design these things where like every other example is like a really like cogent kind of informative like thing. Like, oh yeah, don't say powwow. That's actually derived from like Native American stuff. So you're being offensive to indigenous people. It's like, okay. Didn't know that. And then the next one, some guy's being like, damn, you're Chinese. And it's just like this crazy thing.
It's so obvious. It's like he grabbed her tits. What should he have done?
What did Daryl do wrong?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, those are like so utterly insane. Also, the acting is so bad.
It's bad acting. You're like.
It makes me sad to be like, that's an actor. Like someone was like, I booked a role.
Yeah. Someone told their family with like tears of happiness in their eyes.
I'm the office fondler, mom. Oh, my Josh, he's a big star. I'm his fondler.
We had to do those at Home Depot, but those might have been stupid on purpose. They might have had to literally start with, like, hey, don't, like, grab someone's tits.
Yeah. it is that. Well,
that's
that
like the daily,
different.
That's the
for,
daily
like,
affirmation
Ransom.
Of Home
that's
Depot.
Like
Home Depot, don't grab someone's tits. Don't grab someone's tits. That's a serenity prayer. Home Depot, give me the serenity to not grab their tits. Give me the courage to accept
Lord.
The tips that I've grabbed. I cannot change the past.
Yeah, Home Depot is wild. It was also during COVID, so they'd be like, you had to like enforce a mask policy, but for like guys in Chicago doing like contract work, getting like $10,000 worth of lumber, be like, can you put your mask on? Like there were a couple times I was like, this guy's gonna like fight me.
Yeah, it's also like, yeah, they're covered in like sweat and blood, and you're just, they're like, I don't fucking got it.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like an outlet Home Depot, like a really big, so like
it
a lot
was
of people.
Chicago, right?
Yeah, and it was like one of the biggest ones in the country, so it was like the people who were coming there, like sometimes there's people looking for stuff for their house, but a lot of times there's people being like, I'm building like a fucking building or like a house, and I'm getting all this shit here. And
you're
like
I make rugs.
Yeah, that's
I'm one of you guys. Hey, I'm Manny. I make rugs. I'm a big old carpenter guy. Hey, I'm here. I'm a man just like you. What up? How do you do? Hi, it's Manny.
Can you believe they sent another $1 billion to Ukraine? It's what they're doing with their tax dollars is unreasonable. Oh, no, annoying that they send you Ukraine, but also Israel, maybe. We could maybe be a little critical. You know, it seems like they're equivocal. If we're mad at one thing, I don't know, like, what if we... Maybe we have more in common as a working class.
He's just trying to subtly, like, slip in communism.
And then a guy grabs my tits, and I'm like, you didn't watch the video!
You didn't watch the video! So sorry, I'm new here. It's my first day.
You're really supposed to get that?
That's like the test. They're like, no, listen, you see those tits, you want to grab them. That's actually, that's like a true or false question.
Yeah. It's
that's a misleading, it really gets you there.
Hey, how else are they supposed to know I'm forklift certified, you know? it's a secret passphrase / handshake.
It's
go
actually
honk
where the emergency button that like alert that calls the cops are.
Someone's robbing. It's a pair of tits under the under the counter.
Yeah. And so someone will actually grab it, so you don't feel gay for calling the cops.
Yeah. Maddie's just like explaining her master stroke. It's like, yeah, I actually placed a microchip inside your thumb, and upon squeezing my tit, you're now a registered Democrat.
No!
Welcome to the team, brother.
Yeah, it's all
you give him a shirt that says, I grabbed her.
Oh my god! Yeah, that's how you get people to register to vote. Just make it you grab a pair of tits, and it's like boom, you're in. That's all you needed.
And that gets
left
everyone.
Left healthcare, right dick, no healthcare. That's all we need.
Yeah. Oh man, I had to do like man on the street stuff over the summer for Kalshi, which was that like betting service for the election.
Oh my god!
And I was like,
which is, dude, the amount of like what? Sort of phrases from hell you've said this episode of being fired from the server farm, and I did man on the street stuff. For
yeah, and I was also part of
elections.
I was also part of the beta trial for Neuralink. I've just been like, no, but I've been like exploited by tech bros for like the last 4 or 5 years. I've
yeah,
lived
that
in
betting
the city.
Like before the election, it was so dark to be like bet, see who will win. It's like, can you have an extra $80 over this person that may destroy your life? You know,
it is crazy talking to any of those people at like the rallies was like just so. It was nauseating, dude.
Wait, so were you going to, like, Trump rallies and
Trump
stuff?
Trump rallies.
Whoa,
rallies.
What the fuck was that like?
I mean, some people were, like, surprisingly, I don't want to say the word chill, but they were just kind of, like, drunk guys being like, hey, what's up, brother? And then you're
that
like,
is the weird thing when you meet someone that you're, like, on paper, you kind of, like, want me dead, but then I meet you and you're, like, a good hang. And
yeah,
it's, like,
it's tough.
It almost makes it harder because it's, like, if you were just evil, I could, like, write you off. But it's, like,
totally.
You're a normal person that, like, believes
yeah.
these things.
The problem with, like, growing up working blue collars, like, I've worked with most of those guys. Like, in the job, it's just, like, Aaron has that thing where it describes it best, where it's just, like, the job's chill, but then guys would be like, oh, what do you think about this politics thing? And you'd be like, you first, I don't want to. And it's like a white Latino being like, immigration's it's awful, we got to kick them all out.
Yeah, you're like, it's someone who's such a Schrodinger's cat of like, I actually have no idea what you're about to say right now.
Yeah, it's like everybody you talk to has like libertarian logic where it's just like full.
But it also could go
contradiction. It's like it's a lot of circular logic sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, and they were kind of weird. I remember there's like a lady that like spit on me because she was like old school, like Baptist Christian, like where like the act of gambling is like still a sin to her. So she was just like,
that's so funny that like, that's how. I mean, I'm sorry you got spit on, but that's how backwards they are. That she was like gambling.
She was like, I was like, I was like, wait, why wouldn't you gamble on the election? I mean, like in my mind, I'm like, yeah, because it's like morally wrong to like, you know, try to do this. And she kind of like, we ended up like kind of agreeing kind of tacitly because she was like, gambling will sway the feeble minded. And then she like went, and it's like, we kind of think the same thing, but for the people.
Yeah. You're
like,
well, yeah, that's the point. That's how we're going to get to Q4's goals.
Pretty much.
The feeble minded bump is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. It's also so gross the way gambling's being pushed on us where it's like, okay, like, healthcare, housing, that's never going to, like, be affordable, but it's like, the Mets might win.
Yeah, everything is so fucked that it's like, your best chance is just, like, maybe it just randomly happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you do a more...
Yeah, maybe the Celtics win, and then you can pay your rent.
Yeah.
Like, it literally is a coin flip to live. That's going to be, like, Mr. Beast's new show.
I mean,
it's like, it's like a gun, a loaded gun at your head, and you're like, coin flip, I'm sorry, Mom!
Yeah.
And then they just send out, he has like a Nickelodeon like slime thing, but it's like acid that eats you alive. They're like, tune in next week for Mr. Beast coin flip to win.
He's literally he's two-faced.
And he's like, at least my family, it's like, you just got a month of free insulin. Boop and a boo. We live in hell. I swear to God. I know Maddie's scared of the beast.
Fault.
I ain't scared of no beast.
I'm not scared of Mr. Beast. I mean, I'm scared of him, but what's he going to do?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't know if you were ambiently scared of him the way that, you know, people fear the creator. People fear the wrath of Allah.
Nah,
you know?
Eric.
Yeah. Oh, his fans hate me now. I can't play a preschool. Like you're not even for adults.
I sent a photo the other day because I saw the Mr. Beast bars in the bodega. Yeah.
Bro, I saw that shit too, and it ruined my day. Oh my god. He has so many fucking business ventures.
It's crazy, dude. He's fucking.
It's all like five people. Yeah. Like it's like five people who I know. We know who they're like. Who's doing this?
Oh my god! Wait,
that, like people are afraid of him, and it's like I beat this guy in pickup basketball. Like, I'm not afraid of him.
Mr. Beast looks like he could be one of Elon's kids.
Well, that'd be a funny like he literally is.
Yeah,
you, it could have been
because how do you start that fucking YouTube channel with no money? How do you make your first video of I'm going to give away $1 million?
Well, no, but
if Elon Musk is your fucking dad,
his first video though, where him like counting 2,000 underwater. And stuff like
what?
That, which is like
yeah, he got so all of his initial videos were like it's weird. Streaming kind of came full circle where like when he started YouTube, like he kind of got big from like streaming challenges, where he was like, and this was before people were really streamers. He would like be like, yeah, I'm gonna watch like 14 hours of like Jake Paul videos.
Wow.
Comment and get in the chat and like and subscribe, or he'll like I'll count.
And that's what broke his brain. You watch 14 hours of Jake Paul straight and you're like, what does it mean to live or die?
You're the man.
Is it just chance who takes who takes the lead?
What if any of it means?
Maybe he did just fry his brain. Yeah, you counted to 1,000 underwater, you got like oxygen deprivation.
No,
you
literally.
Like fried your brain, but then you had a ton of money. And so then you were like,
and
I'm
also,
God.
You're exactly what, like, it's like what people say, like, oh, Donald Trump's like what poor people would do if they're rich. Mr. Beast is like what an 8-year-old would do if he's a millionaire. I'm going to have all my friends over and you got to do little challenges. Are you the fastest? You get $1 million. Like, that's like what.
I think like once you make money, you arrest your development. Like
100%.
Whenever you make your 100%. First $1 million.
I was just thinking about that. It's like why child stars are so fucked up when they grow up. It's like you better hope that when you get. If you get rich and famous, that it happens when you're like a developed, stable person.
Like people like when the Rizzler is no longer a child and he's a fat Italian man, it's gonna be so scary.
Who's the Rizzler?
He's gonna be assaulting women.
He's one of the like
little Costco
fat kid guys.
On the
Costco
guys' channels, like they brought him on Fallon. He's the guy that does the like.
I need to go on your guys' internet.
Yeah,
more.
No, you don't.
I'm like very tangentially like aware of this, like peripherally.
It's like it is in pop culture now, just at this point, because it's like in so many people's algorithms. But it's like the most useless thing information to fill your brain with. But
I'm like in an algorithm where the reason I know about him is because I see tweets that are like, "Who the fuck is the Rizzler? I'm 50, and this headline doesn't make sense." You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I get like trickle down like.
Oh no! I get the mainline source. I'm drinking straight from the cow feet.
You got fucking bruises in your arm from where you.
Have you ever noticed that Wolfgang and the Rizzler are never in the same place at the same time?
Who and the Rizzler?
Wolfgang and the Rizzler.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Wolfgang might be the Rizzler. I do think. You ever think it's kind of interesting that like I was in a cafe the other day and I was just overhearing someone talking about like I just want to have. Like, if I had money or when I get money, like, that's, like, it's almost like that's the American nirvana of, like, when I get my $1 million, when the force, like, it's like the prophet, when the prophecy is foretold on my personal journey, and I'm like, what if I'm like, well, that's statistically never going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's almost like, no, that's like the promised land that if I do all of
the things, I'll be rewarded.
I'll get that. I'll get the salvation.
Yeah, you live
I'll get
in
the
a
big Mr. Beast prize.
You live in a state of delusion, for sure. I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I guess with comedy, we're like, we have a much higher chance than other
but people. We're doing something about
we're
it.
We're doing something.
About you know what I mean? It's like, it's not like, what if it just, I win the lottery or something?
No,
I
totally.
Mean, it's, look, the odds are against, like, this is, this is kind of a crapshoot, but it's like, at least, like,
sure.
It's not just total random chance.
I was just
it's
talking
like,
about, like, more in American culture, this idea of you'll be, like, if I had a bunch of money, if I became super, like, what if I became one of the seven people bullying everyone?
Yeah, there's only, like,
it's literally, like, what if I
literally
was
one in a billion.
Yeah. It was one of the seven, not like, hey, why is there seven people that are bullying everybody? And you're like, wish I was a big bully guy.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
and
know.
It's almost like a kind of, like, it's like how Christianity kind of operates, and maybe other religions, too, but, like, the, like, this life is practice, and then you'll get to this second state where it all pays off. And it's like, no, what actually happens is they told you that, and now you're obedient in the only life you'll ever have.
Yeah. What if that, it's like that's an infomercial that plays as you're dying, and you're like, that was it. You're like, I hate to break it to you. There's no heaven. It was all an illusion to keep you working at Grubhub. And that was it.
The Grubhub CEO on when you die.
I'm glad you guys came out. So we just sort of, that whole book was just to keep you guys from killing us.
We fucked you, buddy.
Sorry.
LOL, my bad.
Sorry, pal, there never was a McFlurry machine.
Yeah.
It was always broken.
It's a big collusion. And then, yeah, then you're just like, well, enjoy. Enjoy darkness forever.
I think that's why I always found comedy comforting, is because, like, in the real world, so many people have these, like, psychotic delusions and aspirations, but it's, like, veiled behind so many, like, niceties and pleasantries.
Yeah, comedy, we're like, no, I have this
mask
thing,
off, yeah.
And I'm doing it. Yeah.
And then you'll meet somebody who's like, I have borderline personality disorder, and I'm going to be a problem as long as you know me. And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and I'm like, comedy, I'm like, at least that person has a solid 30.
Yeah.
Maybe, this is the thing, though, maybe we do need religion, because everyone is just most likely not going to have a fun life.
Full
and if everyone
circle.
Knew that, they would lose their fucking minds.
And now,
like,
we're
what
in the
were you
Nietzsche
describing? Because the opium of the masses, it's like opium makes you really calm and happy.
People actually said that's what Marx meant. Not like opium of the masses, more like, no, it like makes a lot of people happy.
He's like,
heroin's good.
We forgot how like chill opium was in society at the time. Like, it was very smiled upon.
They got a lot of stuff done.
That's so funny. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's the cold Bud Light of the masses.
Yeah, it's like, dude, bring back Jesus. I'm tired of fucking worshiping the Rizzler.
Yeah,
can we at least have a religion that's like spiritual and not just like capitalism?
That's kind of it. Like America, especially because they ruined it more and more, it's like, I don't know, that's why I feel like, just like community, my religion is just hanging with the boys and the buddies.
Yeah. Oh, look at the bunnies cuddling.
Oh my, it's fucking really, god,
I'm literally not even kidding a little bit, that like is my religion. Like, to me, that's a thing that represents something like beautiful and like worth like sacrificing for, is the way those fucking bunnies are cuddling.
It's
right
also
now,
like, I don't know, you've taken
but imagine
they would
if
never
bunnies
be
were $1 million.
Yeah.
I don't even like doing that as a joke. I love them so much. But yeah, no, it's like, yeah, you really, it's funny too that we're like, oh, we're drawing all these parallels between like the fantasy of heaven and the fantasy of getting rich. And then it's like, but religion literally steals your money from you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's run by rich people. The problem is that it's like on paper this good thing that gets infiltrated by grifters. Kind of like comedy.
Yeah, that's true. No, a lot of like, I think the pipeline to like right wing grifter in comedy and then like big mega preacher, they're kind of the same person.
Whoa.
Like, they're pretty much like, oh, like you just found like, you were always going to say fake things for money.
Yeah. It was,
it's the same thing because you're like, this
about
isn't
having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not like actually about being a fun guy.
And it's the same thing because you're like, once this gets to an arena, you lose it. This wasn't meant to be over a 2,000-seater at most operation.
Yeah, no, yeah, Jesus in an arena stuff.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus
from a basement. Yeah.
Jesus Christ going around like, hello, my children, I'm an arena act now. Unbelievable. Unbelievable how many people. Christianity, biggest religion on the internet.
My show, Kill Jesus, he's hanging on a cross.
Oh, my God.
I have all of my disciples on stage. These are professional disciples. You are garbage. You don't even know scripture.
The Last Supper, but then you zoom out and there's a guy standing there trying to impress them.
Yeah. That's so funny.
Saint Peter, an assassin. Unbelievable.
Wait, dude, so did you grow up religious though?
Kinda. I like grandma, the white one, was very Southern Christian. She was Methodist. And, like, I went to church with her as a kid just because my parents, like, worked a lot. So, like, she watched us on Sundays. So, ergo, we go to church with her. But then I also went to, like, Hindu temple when my other grandparents watched me. I had, like, a phase in middle school where, like, the idea of it being perpetual darkness when we died scared me.
Sure.
And I, like, leaned into it.
Which one, Christianity?
Yeah,
or
we're just going to church just because it was, like, an easy place to go to. And most of those guys went to school with me. But then all those kids were mean to me and called me gay. So, I was like, Jesus is a lie.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't feel happy. That's all I felt. I got sent to Jesus camp for.
And people were mean to me. Yeah.
Yeah, people sniffed it out. I did not fit in whatsoever.
Hey, you got to get bullied enough that you're like, I'm fine with it being eternal darkness after this.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's cool. You're like, I like the idea of there being no heaven for you. You know what I mean?
I kind of came out with it. Like, I was very fortunate with how I came out with it, where I was like, I kind of like was like, all right, I don't know if I believe any of this stuff, but also being that like guy that's just like a militantly like proud atheist, like, you know, none of this is real.
Yeah,
like,
I went through that phase.
Yeah, it's like, I'm glad I kind of got to skip that. I tried it once.
You
want to
see something crazy? Sorry, I'm still listening, but I'm going to show you something crazy.
Well, I tried it once and they were like people, they kind of got my ass, dude. I like went by my middle name in middle school, which is like my full name's Wolfgang Nicholas Hunter, and I would go by Nicholas at church. And they called me Dickless Hunter for like a whole like month because I said like, well, Jesus isn't real. You might as well say Santa Claus is real. I tried it once and like, I don't know.
Yeah, kids get really up in arms. I did that shit in kindergarten because my dad was like a big atheist, and I was regurgitating
my dad.
God is a lie, and they're like so mad at me.
And that's like what I learned. I don't know if I go for the whole God thing, but also my dad is a dork, and I shouldn't base my personality around him. I should be somebody cooler.
Totally, 100%.
There's also like a lack of like community and sense of like shared responsibility and blah 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 that religion gives you through like flawed ways, but that if you go totally like militant atheist, it's like you kind of lack the like very human thing that draws people to religion. All that to say, I went through a similar phase, and this is what this is the lecture I asked to attend at Duke for my 9th birthday.
No way.
That's me and Richard Dawkins on my 9th birthday.
Can we make that the thumbnail for this episode?
Yeah, you gotta
do
that.
Yeah, like you and Richard Dawkins. It's so funny.
I'm gonna send it to Ben right now.
What's so funny about this is like I had a me and Maddie have always like operated like we're from like this two parallel dimensions that were like running along with each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was brought to a Noam Chomsky thing in 3rd grade. So it's just like old, like really radical lectures and stuff. You know, you're from LA, San Francisco.
I will say that's like good about that, even though like I disagree with a lot of the like especially like social stuff that Richard Dawkins says, although he's like a great scientist, but it's like it is a cool thing as a kid
to question stuff.
Yeah.
I think that is good.
And to be encouraged to do that and to be encouraged to think something that goes against the grain of everything around you. Yeah. It's like, I think that is like a healthy thing to encourage a kid. And it's also like normal for kids to like, within reason, like have phases of what they believe and then disagree with themselves later. Like, I am glad that I went through that. Yeah. But it's that picture is fucking hilarious.
You have to be a real person. You have to like have a phase where you look back on it and you feel like a tool. Like,
yeah.
If you just hit nothing but net in your whole life, you're probably still a tool.
Yeah, you didn't learn anything.
Every year I was like, well, I was an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do wonder how like Gen Z kids now that are like younger than us that are like growing up really, really online and on a version of the internet that's like social media, not like the YouTube like, you know, Smosh and College Humor that we had, but like a really like streamlined,
it's
like
schizophrenic, unregulated stuff. Like,
dude,
it's gotta be so damaging.
And it's like you're probably not gonna let yourself, you're not gonna let your mind wander to quote unquote bad ideas. And again, I'm saying this within reason. It's like it's not like, hey, everyone goes through a, you know, rapist Nazi phase.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's within reason, but it's like, but within reason, you should let yourself explore bad ideas because that's how you figure out that you don't agree with them. And I wonder about kids that are like. If you spend enough time on the internet, you start to censor your own brain as if everything you're thinking is happening on a world stage.
Well, it's also because a lot of people post and make videos so immediately. Like, I feel like, I don't know, whatever. I didn't spend that much time on that portion of the internet. But, like, the way that, like, a young person could be like, I was just thinking this thing. Boom, I'm film it video. It's like they're just talking where, like, I think to me, I kind of feel like, a photo in the 1800s where it's like, put on a suit, we're taking a picture, you know?
It's formal.
I'm
it's like a
I
big...
I feel like if I'm posting a video, it's like a podcast clip, it's a stand-up, it's like a sketch. It's like a fucking thing. It's not just me being like,
can
I'm
you
just
put
talking.
On your Sunday best? We're doing crowd work clips. Don't let your mother see you wearing something so shabby. You'll be asking women if they're dating.
Kenyon in a big flowy church hat. Yeah. Hello.
Oh, my.
But
now
yeah,
what
it's like
you
don't
do for work, my good fam.
I have a feather in my cap.
Yeah. But yeah, people get so like intimate with it that it's like it's just like here's access to my brain. But it's like that fucks up like your brain. Then isn't like a private, safe space for you to. It does make you feel like crazy.
Yeah, like sometimes, dude, you just gotta put your phone in another room and just get drunk and like hang out. Like you can't be just on the phone all the time.
You truly need to start like that. That's like a bro religion that could save America. Put your phone in the other room and just get drunk
and
hang out. It's like QAnon dies.
I literally think it's probably better for you to have like low grade alcoholism than be on your phone
24/7.
I think whatever.
That's probably
like,
true.
Even if you have like, well, it's like sometimes like some of the wellness shit annoys me because it's like, okay, like it'd be better for you to like, I don't know, whether it's like beer, you get together with people and you eat ice cream. Like if it's better for you to do an unhealthy thing as a community than like be an alienated wellness zombie that judges everybody.
100%
It's like if you're, listen, not that I'm against that. Like exercise is fucking great for me and my mental health, but I'm saying like, you don't have to be like perfect 24/7.
No. Yeah.
And I think being imperfect is what brings a lot of people together, whether it's like, we're having a birthday party, you eat cake, we don't all do sit-ups, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, sometimes we do enjoyable things that are not, like, perfect for your blood sugar or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, but sometimes I get annoyed with, like, the disappear in 6 months, and everyone will see, and it's like, and then what?
It's so, like, it's so about, like, isolation. Yeah. Someone was, they were talking about...
I'm trying to go to Dagestan for 2 to 3 years and forget.
What's Dagestan?
It's where all the white... like UFC fighters, the white Muslims and the like UFC go. It's like a bro thing on the internet. They're like, send your kid to Dagestan for 2 to 3 years and forget.
Wait, is it a real country or it's like?
Yeah, it's in the Caucasus region.
Oh, wow.
It's like, it used to be part of the Soviet Union.
I've never heard of Dagestan.
Oh, yeah.
It's because everyone there is moving in silence.
Yeah. No,
it's too base to exist on a map.
They're
it's like when you hit a level on crypto that you just, a passport to Dagestan appears in your hand.
It's one of those like motivational edits, like, and then when they see you, you will just be different. But it's flashes and it's part of the USSR now. Like a bulking edit, but it's like
I'm becoming president of Dagestan. But like I just get so many of those videos on my algorithm and I have to be like, not because like I don't know, I like running, I listen to like a fucking like kind of like hype music when I'm running, and then because of that Instagram's like, I know what kind of guy you are, and it's like, wake up at 6 a.m fucking move in silence, cold shower, and you're like, how about I do like one of those things? How about I go on a run and talk to my friend? You know what I mean? Like,
that's what I say too. Is there's this this guy was like talking about, it was somehow in relation to Luigi. I don't even know. He was like, but there was a phrase that really stuck with me where he was like, it's these guys that are into fitness but not sports. And I was like, that's exactly it. It's like, fitness is great, but like, be on like a soccer team. Like, have fun. Yeah. Don't be like,
why are you in shape? It's like, because my body needs to be a weapon.
Yeah, you're like, what is that?
I am that guy though. Because I like fitness, but I do not like sports. But I just view it as like a quick little like, you just run around, you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's fine. You just want to take care of yourself. Like, you don't have like a paramilitary like ulterior motive.
No, I'm not trying to become a weapon.
Yeah, dude.
I'm trying to take the weapons out of my hands.
There's like fucking, there's fucking.
Yeah,
like,
you're running so I don't have anything resembling a gun near me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
There's mentally impaired men out there that are like, I want to be Batman. You're like, you're an insane person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the other thing about like working out for your mental health. It's like, when I would just have like some people who say the gym is my therapy. It's like, now I have a mentally unstable person who's swole. And it's like, that's like not what I want. That's not what anybody wants.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know.
But you're right. Yeah. Sports is a good thing. Like, you know, soccer or something. You should just do stuff together.
Communal.
That's the point of the
thing. You can't spend too much time by yourself.
You get weird.
You get really weird, man.
I think that's like why a lot of America get like particularly like more like white outcasts get super weird. Is they're you could very easily slip into loneliness more.
Yeah.
If you're not part of a communal, like, we're all going to church, we're all going to this thing. Like, if you're like, oh, you're just the kid that everyone kind of leaves alone because you're supposed to be on, like, your own hero's journey. Like, it's way, like, there's more checks and balances if you're around other people.
Yeah.
To be like,
and
oh,
if you're, like, a white suburban kid, it's like, you're so in, like, this, like, atomized, like, individualistic, like, kind of, like, anti-communal thing.
You don't
have,
like, a culture to attach to where it's...
It's like, where are you going to
meet
up
with? And also our music is just,
like,
so much sadder. Like, most other cultures' music is really upbeat and, like, let's party. And then, like, you're just a kid in the suburbs by yourself being like, drink up, baby. Don't, and it's just fucking listening to Elliot Smith.
Yeah.
Trying to disassemble an AR-15, like, in 10 seconds. It's really not good for you. There's, like, too much individualism makes you really weird. It really is, like, debilitating after a certain point.
That's why you gotta be the bunnies. There's two of them.
Yeah, dude. You gotta be the bunnies, man.
You gotta be the bunnies. Wolfgang, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be?
Oh, man, that's tough.
Like 5'15".
Maybe like a lobster.
The Jordan Peterson thing?
No.
He's like so obsessed with lobsters.
Really? What's his thing with lobsters?
I forget it. He's just like, the lobster can change for something. He's like, be the lobster. And he had like a lobster shirt. Okay. Like, that's his big manly creature.
You have to be the lobster because the lobster.
No, I think.
Whoa, that's a great Jordan Peterson. What the hell?
Crazy good JP, you've been sleeping on us.
Can we ask you, Jordan Peterson, why do you want to be a lobster?
Well, because I'm actually afraid of mortality and the infinite darkness that comes with death. And lobsters can, their telomeres don't stretch like every other creature, so they can ostensibly live forever. And I just want to live forever so I can spend all my time with my hot daughter, Michaela. rockin' tits.
Dude, that is maybe the best Jordan Peterson I've ever heard.
Jordan Peterson, how do you feel about the shows you saw in New York?
Well, you know, it's no Mothership Comedy Club. You know, I feel like you go to the Comedy Cellar on the weekends and you don't realize that all the comics you want to see are touring on the weekends. So you're seeing a lot of the late night writers and people trying to polish out their stuff. And it's like,
he saw me. Yeah, he was at a show.
He saw you.
No, literally, he was at a show at the Cellar, and I went up in front of him.
Well, you know, when Maddie talked about cookies on the internet, I was like, that's a very good wordplay right there. Because she's not talking about physical cookies that you eat, even though that's what she's implying. She's actually talking about internet cookies. So it's very clever because, like, you can say one word and it means something else entirely.
Oh, so you like the body positivity message?
Body positivity. Didn't really like you making fun of incels. I mean, Patreon from those guys. They're good, hardworking men. They've just lost their way because women won't give them pussy.
Dude, that is crazy. That's crazy.
Actually insane.
But that really did happen, that he was at a show and
that blew my brain.
I went up and I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude?
that like would break
like,
the fourth wall.
I thought you were Josh Adam Myers in my peripheral, Jordan Peterson.
Well, what do you do for work? Did you go to the bank today?
Josh Adam Peterson.
Josh Adam Peterson is crazy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Does your boss know that you resent him?
Josh Adam Peterson.
So good.
Holy fuck, dude. Oh, my God.
But that's crazy.
When you have sex with your wife, do you fulfill your duty to procreate the wife?
Do you make your bed every day? It's the first thing you should do in the morning.
Just in a tuxedo.
God damn.
Oh. Holy fuck. Man. That might be, we're not going to top that. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Hey guys, I'm with her. It's my special on YouTube. Check it
out. Check Wolfgang out. Wolfgang's fucking hysterical.
Watch the special, run it up, share it with friends.
Yeah. And
go do bar trivia. Get out of the fucking house.
Go touch grass.
Touch grass.
Watch the special and then touch grass.
Watch the special, get a bunny, touch grass in that order. God damn it.
Hell yeah. And come see us on the road.
Come see us on the road. You got, what's that thing you use, Maddie?
Punch Up Live. I got Punch Up Live, my Instagram bio. All my tour dates are on there, and you can sign up to find out when I'm doing your city.
I'll be at some of them, and you know me. I'm around. I'm on the pod. I'm with you.
Swag.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.